This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Keshawty scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blagans.
Good morning, everybody. Bright and early. Feels like we were just at FLA Live Arena because we were just at FLA Live Arena. The Florida Panthers Insider Show, an abbreviated edition, but an edition nonetheless of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you this morning, and we've got an exciting radio program for you. We're going to talk about this Panthers team that started the season 3-1-1 most recently, coming off a hard-fought overtime loss. 3-2 was the final score last night at FLA Live Arena. Great crowd last night, by the way. Tons of energy for the renewal of that Sunshine State Showdown rivalry. So we thank any of you who were on hand in person to watch that one last night. If you were there for the home opener back on Wednesday as well, we'll talk about the week that was for the Panthers. Lots to get to as we count it down here on the Panthers Insider Show this morning. So we'll be hearing some reaction postgame from Panthers coach Paul Maurice. Looks like we'll be hearing from Brandon Montour as well, Sergei Bobrovsky after last night's game. We will be hearing the highlights from the home opener. The Panthers, of course, picked up a win back on Wednesday. Again, we'll go through the week that was for the Panthers. So we'll be hearing some different sound from throughout the week, recapping last night, and then coming up next segment. It's a two-segment, 30-minute edition of the Panthers Insider Show this morning. Coming up next segment, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, he's going to stop by and we will chit-chat about the start of the season for the Panthers. We'll talk about last night's game. We'll preview tomorrow's game as well. 5 o'clock, the Panthers will be wrapping up this 3-game homestand. They'll play the New York Islanders tomorrow at 5. 4:30 is Panthers preview. If you can't make it, we will have you covered across the Panthers radio network. Miami-Dade and Broward County, your place to tune in is 96.5 FM HD2. Again, that's Miami-Dade and Broward counties. As always, though, you can tune in on 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches. We'll have you covered there. 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. Lots of different places to listen to Panthers hockey. The NHL app always has you covered. If you're a SiriusXM subscriber, satellite radio subscriber, channel 932 on your SiriusXM app or online streaming platform, you can always find not only the Panthers game, but our broadcast, the Panthers feed of every game. That's channel 932 on your SiriusXM app. So again, lots of different places to tune in each and every Panthers game, and we invite you on board. But certainly, we invite you out to FLA Live Arena tomorrow night. It's going to be a 5 o'clock face-off, Panthers and the New York Islanders for the second time this season. The Panthers opened the season back on the 13th of this month with a 3-1 win at UBS Arena over the Islanders. So meeting number 2 of 3 for the Panthers and the Islanders tomorrow. Panthers fans, you want to make sure you have the best Panthers gear when you come out to FLA Live Arena. Go to FLATeamShop.com for your exclusive Panthers licensed merchandise, including one-of-a-kind game-used gear, hockey-inspired fashion apparel, and much more. Get yours while supplies last. Shop now at FLATeamShop.com. And here's another point of interest for tomorrow. You want to make sure you get your 50-50 tickets presented by AutoNation now for this opening week combined 50-50 jackpot. It's up in the, at last check, I was monitoring it during the game last night, but of course we had a really exciting game on our hands, so it may have gone up a little bit, but it was in the $55,000 to $60,000 range for the jackpot. That's a combined jackpot for this opening week. The winner will be chosen in the third period of tomorrow's game. You can download the FLA Live app or go to FLAPanthers5050.com to purchase a 50-50 ticket. You don't want to miss a chance to get in on that nice little prize. And again, that is FLAPanthers5050.com to buy your ticket. You don't even have to be at FLA Live Arena to get it. You can hop on there right now and get some 50-50 tickets and get in on that. So that's a couple of notes to get to before we roll along here. As I mentioned, though, as we go back through the week that was for the Panthers, they had their home opener back on Wednesday. The Philadelphia Flyers came to town. The Panthers ended up with a 4-3 victory in that one. Why don't we listen back to the highlights, the 4 Panthers goals, this from the home opener back on Wednesday.
Off the end boards, Barkov, right circle, shot, and they score! It's Carter Verhaeghe upstairs, and the Panthers have a 1-0 lead! Konechny on the right wing. A long shot is pushed away by Bobrovsky. Forsling long feed in the clear. It's Verhaeghe looking for his second. Cuts in shot. And he scores. Make it two for Carter Verhaeghe. And the Panthers have a 2-0 lead here in the opening frame. And Zamula intercepting for Philadelphia. He'll dump it back in down to our right. Panthers right to left. Philadelphia left to right. Mahura. Pass up the far wing. Kachuk to Bennett. Bennett over the offensive blue line. Drips left to an open. Balcers in front. Backhand. Top shelf. He scores. And Rudy Balcers gives the Panthers a 3-2 lead. A highlight reel goal. A backhand top shelf. And it's the Panthers back in front. Sam Bennett near side. Mahura. Drive. And he scores from the top of the near circle. Josh Mahura let it rip. And he beats Sandstrom. The Panthers take a 4-2 lead. First goal is a Panther for Josh Mahura.
So the Panthers, a 4-3 win. That was back on Wednesday over the Philadelphia Flyers in the home opener. And the Panthers improved their mark to 3-1-0 with that victory. Just recapping, Carter Verhaeghe, a couple of goals for the Panthers. Those first two back in the first period. Also scoring for the Panthers, his first with the team, Rudy Balcers. That was the third Panthers goal, came in period number three. And then Josh Mahura's goal that wound up being the game winner. That was his first as a Panther as well for the defenseman. Sam Bennett picked up a couple of assists. Alexander Barkov, two assists. Matthew Tkachuk, two assists. So a lot of Panthers getting on the score sheet in a big way. A 4-3 win for the Panthers over the Flyers back on Wednesday. That was the home opener for the Panthers. The much-anticipated home opener. Again, that was back on a Wednesday night. The Panthers improved their mark to 3-1-0. Last night, though, the Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Sunshine State Showdown renewed. It was a back-and-forth game. Each team had leads during the contest, but it was the Tampa Bay Lightning who ended up with the lead at the end in overtime. To recap the scoring from a night ago, Steven Stamkos opened things up for Tampa Bay on the power play at 13:04 of the first, but not long after, at 15:48, Matthew Tkachuk would get on the board, a deflection to tie the game at one. Rudy Balcers in the second period scored the middle frame's only goal at 15:37, gave the Panthers a 2-1 lead. That stood for a bit, his second in as many games. Tkachuk picked up an assist, so he had a couple of points last night. But in the third period, Braden Point at 9:29, even strength, would tie the game for the Lightning with his second of the year, and then Point in overtime. One of those guys just always seems to, going back through Tampa Bay's playoff runs in recent years, one of those guys that just seems to come up with those clutch goals when the Lightning need one. Braden Point picked up the game-tying goal and then the game-winning goal in overtime last night, his third on the young season at 2:08 of overtime. That secured the victory for Tampa Bay. 3-2 in overtime was the final score in that game from last night. So again, another hard-fought game, the Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. You can always expect that when these two teams get together. Let's get in now to hearing from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. Here he is last night following that 3-2 overtime loss to Tampa Bay on the game overall.
Oh, there'd be a lot of good things we can build off in our game. Both teams found their way to the box tonight. I think we're seeing that in most of the games. It's early. They're calling a lot. More discipline, but we have to play with an energy, and we're still learning how to do that. Yeah, there's lots of energy in those games, and the plays are played hard, right? They're hard on pucks, and they're hard on the body. I think that's why there was as many calls as there were both ways. Lots of people running into each other, but great atmosphere, sure.
It was a great atmosphere last night at FLA Live Arena. Panthers, though, falling 3-2 in overtime to the Tampa Bay Lightning. And the Panthers 3-1-1. That's 7 out of 10 points. You go along at a 700 clip over the course of an 82-game season, you're going to be real happy with that. So 7 out of 10 points, certainly a good start for the Panthers and a chance to build on that tomorrow against the Islanders. Tampa Bay, they were in desperation mode last night. They didn't want to fall to 1-4-0. They were going into that game 1-3-0. They didn't want to finish their opening five games with just one win to show for it. They end up getting their record up to 2-3-0 with that one. Brandon Montour returned to the Panthers lineup last night, picked up a couple of assists. He had missed the previous game and the game in Boston back on Monday night as well. So Brandon Montour back in the Panthers lineup last night. Brandon Montour right here. This is Brandon Montour following last night's game, talking about his return and just talking about that game overall.
That's what I just try to bring. You know, obviously taking a few games off, it never like watching the games, but you know, I thought compete level was good. Legs felt pretty good, and you know, obviously it's not the end result that we wanted, but we came away with a point, so that was fine. But yeah, I think everyone can see it. You know, 5-5 game. I think we're the better team there. Obviously, you know, with this team or teams lately, you know, we're either getting penalties or you know, it comes down to either special teams or plays like that. But like I said, especially those guys, they got a heck of a power play. They've showed the last number of years, and just little things that we need to clean up, and we should be fine.
Brandon Montour of the Panthers, again, returning to the lineup after missing a couple of games. Got back in there last night and got back in a big way. Posted a couple of points in that overtime loss for the Panthers, who do pick up 1 point with the overtime loss. Here is Panthers goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky talking about last game against Tampa Bay, the game last night. Again, he started four of the first five games for the Panthers, talking about that game and his own game, how he feels.
It's a good team. And it's the team that's fun to play against, you know. It's a rivalry, and it was a good game. It was a good. I thought this was a tight, really good game. Unfortunately, we didn't have 2 points, but we still have one, and we keep building our game. Yeah, I feel great, you know. I'm also keep building my game, you know, and feel better and better with each game. Yeah, I think it's fun for everyone, you know. It's fun for the fans, and it's fun to be part of this game for me as well.
Fun for the fans, indeed. Everybody was entertained last night. Unfortunately for the Panthers, they wound up with just 1 point, not two. But they are able to take 1 point and move ahead with that one. Off to a 3-1-1 start. Panthers in a good spot through five games. And at that point in the year, if you're picking up wins regularly and you're getting 1 point instead of coming away empty-handed, that goes a long way. At the end of the season, we've seen what a difference 1 point can make here and there when everything shakes out as far as the playoff races go. So the Panthers will take that 1 point and they will move along. And tomorrow it'll be the New York Islanders coming to FLA Live Arena. A 5 o'clock face-off. Notice the early evening face-off tomorrow, the Panthers and the Islanders. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK, the number to call to get your tickets. So we look forward to seeing you down to FLA Live Arena tomorrow. If you can't make it to the game tomorrow night, we'll have you covered across the radio network with that. Again, that 96.5 FM HD2, your place to listen in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, and the rest of the Panthers radio network always there for you as far as tuning into Panthers action. We'll have all that for you tomorrow. The Panthers and the Islanders. And folks, you can come out to Pucks and Pints Beer Fest tomorrow, presented by Funky Buddha Brewery pregame. That is tomorrow at FLA Live Arena. Sample unlimited beer, listen to live music, and watch the Panthers defend home ice at 5 p.m. against the Islanders. Portion of the proceeds benefits the Panthers Foundation. PanthersFoundation.org is the place to go for more information. And Panthers fans, time for you to get in on the action. Exclusive reverse retro merchandise is now available at FLA Team Shop. That's FLATeamShop.com/retro to purchase exclusive limited edition reverse retro jerseys, shirts, and much more today. The Panthers design with the palm tree logo and the baby blue, it's getting a lot of praise from across the hockey world, and you don't want to miss out on that limited edition reverse retro merchandise. FLATeamShop.com/retro is your place to go. Folks, we're going to step aside here on the Panthers Insider Show. When we come back, I had a chit-chat with my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, breaking down how the Panthers have started the year, talking about tomorrow night's game, last night's game. We'll cover it all. That's coming up straight ahead. Folks, this is the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, folks. Panthers Insider Show this morning. Rent the Shield. Become a territory member today. Premier plans are now available for this season. Get access to all weekend and holiday games and all premier opponents while receiving exclusive benefits. Go to floridapanthers.com/tickets for more information. It's the Panthers and the New York Islanders to round out this homestand tomorrow at 5:30. We've got you covered across the Panthers radio network, but we'd love to see you at FLA Live Arena. floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. So again, we hope to see you out there. That's tomorrow. And then after that, Panthers on the road for a couple. They'll be in Chicago, 8:30 Eastern on Tuesday, in Philadelphia, 7 o'clock Eastern on Thursday. So a quick two-game trip. And then the Panthers are back home to host the Ottawa Senators coming up on Saturday. And that's going to be a 4 o'clock in the afternoon face-off on Saturday. So an early one for the Panthers coming up on Saturday the 29th. So you don't want to miss that. That's how the week ahead shapes up for the Panthers, getting into the routine of it, playing games every other day as the NHL season gets into full force. Let's move on now to hearing from my broadcast partner, Billy Lindsay, on the Panthers Radio Network. Had a chance to catch up with him. First thing I asked him is what's impressed him most about how the Panthers look under Paul Maurice.
That it's a grind-out style, and they're not going to beat themselves. They're a team that works hard, continually creating chances. He's really worked hard through the neutral zone. You don't see the odd man rushes coming the other way, the three-on-twos, the two-on-ones, and the goaltender, Ben Bobrovsky, Spencer Knight, they're going to benefit from that throughout the course of the season. Matthew Tkachuk has stood out, the oncomer coming on. Already 8 points on the season, involved in the action everywhere. Gets a goal the other night in the blue paint, exactly where he scores. So bringing Tkachuk brings a whole new identity to this team. Gustav Forsling, the way that he's been able to play, logging over 25 minutes a night early on, came into last night third in the NHL in ice time with some of the injuries, and continues to put up numbers. A couple more points for him. Brandon Montour back in the lineup. So the defensive core maybe was a question mark. Now with Aaron Ekblad out, it still looks good. Still looks like they got guys capable of stepping up. The one area needs to improve on, we talked about it in the broadcast last evening, the power play had chances to capitalize on, didn't extend the lead. There's an area where when it comes, but throughout the course, there's just too much talent for the power play not to be successful over the course of 82 games. It will get there, and Paul Maurice and this group will get it there. So 3-1-1 to start the season, tracking in the right direction. That's just what you have to do. Continue to build and continue to have stretches like that throughout five games. And you do that, you'll find yourself at the top of the standings or near the top of the standings in good shape going into the playoffs.
Billy Lindsay, our guest here on the Panthers Insider Show this morning, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, of course. A rare Saturday with no game here for the Panthers. They'll be back at it tomorrow at 5 o'clock against the New York Islanders, and we'll have you covered across the Panthers Radio Network with that one. But Billy, obviously the big news in the offseason was the Panthers acquiring Matthew Tkachuk, and now we've seen Matthew Tkachuk in five games with the Panthers. Another multi-point game last night. He's picked up at least a point in all five games he's played so far for the team. Are you impressed with how seamlessly he has transitioned to being a Panther?
To come in, he fits in any lineup, and you could put it in. And the greatest compliment maybe you could give Matthew Tkachuk is he's got all-world skill set. He's got good hands. He's got scoring ability. He's got skating ability. He's got the compete level. But if he didn't have all that, he'd still play in the NHL. If he was a guy that scored five goals a year and maybe 20 points, he would. If he didn't have all his skill set, he would still be someone that would play on your fourth line somewhere. So he's a fourth-line player with elite-level skill. So just try and put that into the
you can play any kind of game, yes, you want to play.
So put that in the equation, and it's rare. And I was talking with some people the other day and just trying to go down, it's just some comparisons. Tom Wilson, maybe a comparison, not quite the skill level, but still a top six forward. Brad Marchand in Boston kind of plays that well, that rough mentality. They're few and far between when you have
his brother.
Yeah, his brother, Brady Tkachuk, is going to be a long time. And what you see with those players, what happens most of the times is that they stay with the original team a long time. So to get someone like that available in a trade, it doesn't happen often. Those guys rarely come along where you can get it. So when Bill Zito saw that opportunity before him, even though it cost him Huberto and Uyghur, they're unicorns in the NHL. They're hard to come by, and to come on for me. I played with his dad Keith. I know the family. Tom Fitzgerald is a cousin. He was my roommate for 6 years. They're related. I know that family very well, and they're full of just energy, fun, compete. They hate to lose, but there's an element that also travels into the dressing room. What you won't see off the ice is that it's just loaded with just personality. It's what they are as a family, and it's what they've been taught.
Billy Lindsay here with us on the Panthers Insider Show. Panthers off to a 3-1-1 start here on the young season. And Matthew Tkachuk, not the only new face that's made a nice impact with the Panthers, so whether it's Balcers, Colin White, Nick Cousins playing on that fourth line. Josh Mahura came up with a big goal against Philadelphia back in the home opener. Mark Stahl, veteran presence. Eric Stahl just signed on. We haven't seen him playing a game with the Panthers yet. But as far as all the other guys, who's really stood out for you? We've seen Rudy Balcer score goals in back-to-back games now.
And Balcer's getting a chance in the top six. And to do that and to score, this is an opportunity of a lifetime for him to get up there with on a line with Tkachuk and Bennett and maybe prove that he can be up there and be a top six forward. And he's acquitted himself very well in coming down. And Lundell is doing his things. He'll score. He's creating chances. Lou Sorinen's getting a chance, even though he's moved to the wing, to be a top nine forward. And that was a question mark coming out of the training camp, is how much line juggling would we see? We haven't seen much, because we've seen every line kind of contribute in some way in their own right. And the evaluation, everyone evaluates so quickly out of the gate. To me, you want to get off to a good start. The first 20 games are important. But two, if players go through a mini slump, four games in the middle of the season, you don't notice it. So don't put heavy evaluation. Tkachuk's off to a good start, but don't put heavy evaluation on players either at the start of the year. If you don't see Lundell on the scoreboard or something for a couple games, or the third line maybe doesn't do something, this all is translating. All you want to do at the start of the year is win and just continue to gain traction and momentum and build your systems. And to me, it seems they're on track. And even talking to Paul Maurice off the ice, he told me where they're at with some of their systems. They're further ahead than he thought they would be at this point. And that can be only good news.
And with everybody, obviously, you know, like you said, you can't evaluate everything five games in, because when you look at it 50, 60 games in, everybody's going to have the numbers that you are accustomed to seeing, you know, from everybody at that point in time. Billy Lindsay, our guest here. Well, tomorrow the Panthers have the New York Islanders coming to town. When you look at them, what stands out? What kind of matchup is this for the Panthers, who picked up a 3-1 win over the Islanders back in the season opener on the road? An Islanders team that they don't have much in the way of holes in their lineup. They're always going to have good goaltending, good defense. They may not be that team that lights up the scoreboard every night, but they're going to have a consistent effort, it seems like, every night.
Consistent effort, and they approached the offseason. Lou Lamoriello brought in a new coach, Lambert, but he comes in. That's the only change. The roster.
And he was there.
Yeah, he was there. But the roster, which was an interesting approach, because you heard Johnny Gaudreau's name mentioned there as maybe a landing spot. And
so the Panthers and the Islanders tomorrow, as we are right up against the end of the program here. The Panthers Insider Show. Big thanks, Billy Lindsay, for stopping by. Tomorrow, we've got the Panthers and the Islanders, 5 o'clock at FLA Live Arena, Florida. Panthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Panthers on the road for two after that. Well, folks, Doug Plagans here with you. Thanks for being with us this morning. Thanks to Trevor Harris behind the scenes for the fine work. As always, we will talk to you next week. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.